Actually, instead of trying to explain a concept for which there is no set definition, here are four of the participants at yesterday's Environmental Literacy Plan kickoff meeting.
To me, environmental literacy means understanding the interconnectedness of life and nature.
Teaching the next generation harmony with our environment.
Having people value and understand enough about the environment to care for it.
Environmental literacy is how to play outside.
However you define it, what it boils down to in this case is a graduation requirement. Barbara Garrity is with the New Mexico Environmental Education Association, the nonprofit spearheading this effort. She says that as schools have become more focused on math and reading scores,
environmental education has become something that's just sort of thought of as a fun field trip or something that isn't done at all. And really, most of our current environmental challenges rely on an understanding of the science and the ability to make, you know, informed decisions about what to do about things like air pollution, water pollution, climate change, sources of energy, so on and so forth.
Environmental educators in New Mexico are not alone in trying to ensure that students graduate with some awareness of the natural world. Most states at this point have either adopted or are working on a similar plan, thanks in large part to the 2009 introduction of the No Child Left Inside Act, a federal measure that would offer funding to states with environmental literacy plans. The problem is that No Child Left Inside has not actually passed, and its future remains uncertain. Without it, there is not much incentive for the state public education department to pay attention to this issue, much less adopt the plan when it's finalized in about a year. In fact, in an emailed response, a spokesman for the education department dodged direct questions about the environmental literacy plan, highlighting instead the state's determination to improve reading skills and career or college readiness. Still, Garrity remains hopeful.
I think right now the focus for the public education department is on student achievement and education reform, and I don't think that we're really on their radar yet. And so if we can just keep communicating, keep the door open to make sure that we're consistent with their goals and objectives and standards, and, you know, hopefully down the road, that may happen.
In that light, the challenge for those gathered here is to sell environmental education not as the fun field trip that saps time and money, but as a tool to help teachers improve math and reading scores while preparing students for the real world. State Land Commissioner Ray Powell.
Incorporating these programs into public education and other forms of education in New Mexico, everybody in this room, we all know it's a no-brainer. So it's our job as ambassadors to convince other people that this is in everybody's self-interest.
One energetic ambassador is Cibola High School teacher Anthony Rodriguez, who uses a youthful analogy to explain the benefits of environmental education.
Every good comic book has a backstory, and you hear all about, like, why Batman became Batman, why Superman became Superman. Well, people aren't told why you should learn math, ever. They're never taught why. They're taught, like, well, when you get older, in calculus, it'll all make sense.
That's a reality Rodriguez is trying to change with a student-run greenhouse and composting program. He says when his students are able to apply math skills to their work outside, they get excited, even about things like
the semi-parabolic heat exchange, parabolas. You need to learn that in high school, so, junior year in high school. It's a major standard. Compost pile's the best thing. You get to take your measurements of where the heat is, and after a certain amount of months, it curves down, and you know when the compost is done.
And says Rodriguez, while the compost cools and the garlic grows, his students' test scores are going up. It's an outcome corroborated by a growing number of studies showing links between environmental education and academic improvement. But whether it will be enough to catch the attention of cash-strapped and evaluation-oriented administrators is yet to be seen. On the Conservation Beat, I'm Cicela Vergard, KUNM.